In a state like Michigan, which is largely driven by agriculture, how important is beekeeping to the state?
Beekeeping is hugely important. Bee pollination is worth about $1 billion per year in Michigan alone.
The big story when it comes to bees continues to be a colony collapse disorder, which has decimated bee populations across the country. Can you give a brief overview of what the latest on colony collapse disorder is for people who may not be up to date?
Colony collapse disorder has been with us for a good 9 years, and it's still here. Bees are still disappearing, although the proportion due to suppose we form CCD has been a bit lower, maybe 20% last few years. We still don't know what causes it. Poor nutrition and stresses were put onto the bees, like transportation and bad feed were given. So three or four different factors that could combine and basically form a perfect storm.
And how has Michigan been affected so far? Are we doing better or worse than the rest of the country when it comes to CCD, or colony collapse disorder?
I think we're doing okay. I haven't seen CCD myself, and nobody has reported CCD in the state. We're on the map just because some beekeepers bring their bees to Georgia, Florida, and they lose their bees to CCD there, so they report. So Michigan is on the map saying we have CCD, but it's not in the state. So I would say we're doing okay.
So when it comes to a conference like the Heartland Apicultural Conference that's coming up, does something like colony collapse disorder, does that tend to overshadow a lot of everything else that's going on at the conference with it being so pressing right now?
No, I don't think so. Most people, I think a lot of them are new beekeepers. Maybe one-third of them, very new beekeepers, just want to know what's going on, want to get into beekeeping. Most of the other people are 2 to 5 year, beekeepers. A few are experienced beekeepers who are speaking there. But CCD is just part of the game, so learning to deal with it. We do have a speaker, Dennis Van Engelstorp. He has been, with CCD stuff from the beginning. So he's going to speak probably on CCD. But everybody else will be speaking on totally different topics. For example, I'll be teaching honeybee anatomy, teaching people how to dissect bees under a scope. So just telling them fun facts, interesting stories.
You mentioned that a lot of the people who will be going to this conference are new people. Are we seeing more beekeepers today than we were seeing, say, 5 years ago?
Definitely hobbyists, yeah. I think commercial beekeepers are pretty stable, maybe even decreasing. So the hobbyists are definitely increasing because they want to know what's going on with bees. They want to help. So that's actually good. Since the CCD study, there's more people involved with bees. So that definitely increased.
That's good to hear that more and more people are caring about the issue. So with more beekeepers and more attention, what's being done on the state and national levels to fight the die-offs?
Yeah, the federal level, they promised increased funding for next year, quite a bit, federal research funds, so that's good. And as I mentioned, a lot of new people getting into beekeeping. Federal government has also been given money to growers to set aside lands to grow bee forage, and they get paid for that. So that's good. So we're reacting to the CCD a little bit slowly, but